USA Radio News.
President Trump marked the 17th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on American soil. From Shanksville, Pennsylvania, President Trump had a message for everyone across the world.
This field is now a monument to American defiance. This memorial is now a message to the world. America will never, ever submit to tyranny.
As Hurricane Florence heads toward South Carolina, mandatory evacuation orders are in effect. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster.
Follow the evacuation routes and use those highways. We have four big highways leading from the coast. As of noon today, they will all be going. All lanes will be open only in one direction, that is away from the coast.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The White House reports the American economy is humming along with strong job creation, increased wages, rapid business growth, and soaring consumer confidence. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
That was the assessment from Kevin Hassett, the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers, who says the increases in wages will outpace the inflation rate that is now right under 3%.
The best defense against increase in inflation is an increase in wages. And the CEA put out a report this week that documented that, correctly measured, real after-tax wages are growing about 1.4% this year. So that means that the wage growth that President Trump has helped create with his policies is overpowering the inflation numbers right now.
I'm John Clemens.
According to Bob Woodward's book Fear, then CIA Director John Brennan endorsed the Christopher Steele dossier when he first acquired a copy in December 2016, saying it matched the Russia collusion charges from his sources. A spokesman for Brennan has denied he ever approved the dossier. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
For those who witnessed the horror of 9/11 close up, certain sounds and images are still embedded in their memory. Reporter recollections from USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky, who was at the World Trade Center reporting 17 years ago today.
There are triggers. 17 years later, when I hear the sound of an ambulance, it takes me right back to the streets in New York City, where I stood with other stunned people watching both towers on fire, then the South Tower collapsing in slow motion, and the North Tower following in the path of its twin. I remember looking up and thinking furniture was going out the window. The building's 110 stories tall, 1,000 feet in the air. The human eye can only see so far. But in reality, it was people, not furniture, going out the windows to escape the roaring fire. That was their best option. This is the image I believe top terrorist Osama bin Laden wanted Americans and the world to see.
House Republicans have introduced legislation to lock in cuts to individual tax rates beyond 2025. And speaking of those midterm elections, Mandy Dupler is a senior fellow at the National Taxpayers Union. She reminds us how most people vote.
I always say people don't vote with their checkbooks. They vote how they feel about their checkbooks. So with this good economic data, you know, you're right. You can kind of go put your green eye shades on and you can see a lot of different numbers in front of you and ask what it means. But Americans right now feel more confident in their own economic circumstances.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.